Hi there. My name is Eric Francis, the editor and founder of Planet Waves, and I'm here with a brief introduction about the audio horoscopes for 2007. That's a new invention for us here at Planet Waves. It seemed like the thing to do. Spoken word is a lot of fun, and it's a good way to relate astrology, because astrology is so much in the feeling, and only partly in the words. And spoken word is a good way to relate both words and feelings as well. So what I'm doing with each of the signs is giving a talk that lasts about 20 minutes. I'm pretty much going off stream of consciousness, without any script, without any notes, taking a look at what was in the written version briefly for some ideas, and mainly looking for one or two things that I'd like to elaborate on or that I didn't get to cover in the written version. And despite their length and seeming thoroughness, there are some important points that were left out of them, things that are just kind of like really worth mentioning. So that's what I'm doing with the audio version of these as well. Writing under some fairly strong astrological influences, we are right in the thick of the Saturn-Neptune opposition. Second pass right now. The first pass was some months ago, although we've been living with this astrology going back to the summer of 2005. And we have Mercury slowing down to a station, which it does in about a week and a half. And what else? Just an exciting time. You know, the world, the news of the world has been incomparable the past week, culminating on Friday with the release of the climate change report, where basically the scientific and political communities have had to concede that there is such a thing as global warming, and people are what is doing it. So this has been a turning point week in the history of the world. Groundhog Day, somewhat appropriately, a day of weather divination. It's funny how the universe always makes carbon copies of itself. Also a holiday called Imbolc. That's a pagan Sabbat, Shabbos, a high Sabbat in the pagan calendar. And then later a Christian holiday called Candlemas, where we light lights in the darkness and look out put that light in the window and hopefully, not get too caught up in the darkness on this planet. So in the spiral door, I too will look for some light in the dark. Astrology is one of those ways that I keep my own lights on, and part of how I do that is doing it for others as well. And so I invite you to join me for your sign, and maybe that of a close friend, and check out the spiral door audio during this very genuinely exciting transitional number 9 year. 2 + 0 + 0 + 7 = 9. That's a year of transition, and of course the year that Pluto makes its exact series of conjunctions to the galactic core and gets ready to move on to Capricorn. So many stories reach their conclusion this year, and many new stories will be begun in this year as well. And we have that moment of high energy and chaos in between the two. Where does the two overlap? So on that note, I leave you. Our theme music here is really amazing album, Unknown, really, by most fans. It's a Dylan album called Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. It's a movie soundtrack, mostly instrumental. The name Planet Waves comes from a Dylan album. Some people know that, called Planet Waves. And this is one from right around that same era. So I'll leave you with a few moments of this.